Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Obviously, that's going to be important to make sure that you understand and that you have a conversation with the operator about what you're looking at, whether those are net or gross numbers, and what that means to you, the LP in the deal.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Actively Passive Show. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is being a passive investor in an apartment syndication, or I should say a real estate private placement of any sort, and what's the difference between a preferred return and a cash-on-cash return. I want to dive a little bit deeper into this. This is a question that, working in investor relations for years, I've been asked this question, but also seems like lately this has come up more, and I just want to make sure that I address it. And now I have a video and a recording that I can share with people to go a little more in depth. When we're looking at pro formas, when we're looking at overviews, and we're seeing these different numbers on the page, you're looking at IRRs and cap rates and projected returns and preferred returns and cash on cash returns, we're going to hone in on cash on cash and preferred returns. I'm going to try my best to make this as simple and easy for you guys, but I do want to add some further color and clarity to this as well. I think it's worth diving a bit deeper into. All right, let's start with the high level explanation. This would be my explanation of what a preferred return is. It's essentially a threshold return paid to the limited partners in the deal before the general partners get their profits and their splits. So to paint that picture, we have this apartment building for example purposes, okay? We collect money from our tenants in the form of their rent payments. We have X amount of dollars gross profit. Well, we have to pay our mortgage, we have to pay our property taxes, we have to pay maintenance and staff and personnel and these things. And then what we're talking about is the cash flow after these items have been paid are coming to the limited partners. And the preferred return basically is stating that that first amount of cash flow after paying those items I just discussed is going to the limited partners before the people who put this deal together, the general partner or the general partners, get their take. Now, let's contrast that with a cash-on-cash return. My definition of a cash-on-cash return would be basically an overall projected return to the limited partners over the lifetime of the project. This is usually a variable number that changes from year to year. Let's dive into just a simple math example, because math is certainly not my strong point. So let's assume that an operator distributes on a monthly basis. Usually in these private placements and these syndications, it's monthly or it's quarterly, but it could be different than that. But simplicity here, monthly distributions. So we're going to prorate the preferred return on a monthly basis. So let's take, for example, an investor who puts in $100,000 into a syndication deal, and they have a preferred return of 7% annualized. So they might receive $7,000 per year in this scenario, or $583.33 per month. And the reason that I say might is because there's two scenarios where an investor wouldn't receive the $583.33 per month. The first scenario would be that if the year number one projections for this particular deal are stated below the preferred return. So though there's a 7% pref or preferred return in place, or sometimes the term coupon is used, if you ever see that term, the year one projections might be, let's say, 6%, which would be 1 point below that.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. As your portfolio grows, you need financial management services you can rely on to help you save money and continue making the right choices for your company's future. RealEstateAccounting.co's top-tier CFO team uses their deep industry and operating experience to guide real estate syndicators, investors, and family offices through every pivotal moment and crucial decision. Their fractional CFO services include budget to actual, cash flow and distributions, and reporting and valuation. Go to realestateaccounting.co/CFO to find out why REA is one of the fastest growing real estate accounting companies around. The real estate experts provide timely analysis and consultations to help you make the most informed decisions possible. See and trust where your portfolio is headed with the customized financial reports based on the KPIs that matter to you and your business. Try it risk-free today at realestateaccounting.co/CFO. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. ThinkMultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
The second scenario that could come up is basically if the projected returns were at or above the preferred return, but the actual numbers that come in, the actual rents collected, were below those numbers, then you would obviously have to take what you could get in that case and maybe not receive that preferred return. In both of these cases, it really depends what the PPM states. And the PPM is an acronym for Private Placement Memorandum. It's part of the legal docs that go along with investing in these types of investments. So for example, the PPM might state that the difference between the preferred return and the actual return might accrue and be paid out in the future if it happened to be below the pref. Sometimes I've seen deals state that if it's below the preferred return, it doesn't accrue and that's not owed to you at a later date. Oftentimes what happens in one of these deals, just speaking from my own experience and 30, 40 of these deals as a limited partner, is that the general partnership will take a look and they'll evaluate the numbers after, let's say, a year after holding the property, or we'll say every year. So on the 12-month mark, the 24-month mark, the 36-month mark, they're going to take a look at the actual numbers and any cash flow, for example, that was above the preferred return might be distributed at that point as kind of a bonus distribution, so to speak. And again, how much and in what amounts is all determined in the PPM, the private placement memorandum. The fees, the splits, et cetera, will be decided based off of that. All right, so honing in a little bit more on a cash-on-cash return. So it's pretty common that you might see two different variations of a cash-on-cash return. Two things might be listed in an overview or on a prospectus. You might see the return excluding the profits at the end of the deal, in other words, the equity upside. And then you might see a cash-on-cash return that's including the profits on the backside. Obviously, that's going to be important to make sure that you understand and that you have a conversation with the operator about what you're looking at, whether those are net or gross numbers, and what that means to you, the LP in the deal. So let me paint that example for you. The one that I mentioned previously about an investor who puts $100,000 into a deal with a 7% preferred return, where the cash on cash could be variable from year to year. Let's assume that this deal has a 5-year hold. So maybe it's a value add play where they anticipate selling after about 5 years. And let's say that the cash on cash projections that you're looking at on the overview are as follows. Year number one, 7%. Year number two, 7.4%. Year number three, 8.2%. Year number four, 9.1%. Year number five, 9.4%. Increasing as you go year to year through the business plan, because hopefully you're able to raise rents throughout this process and the market rents are lifting due to inflation, things like this.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Do you manage your own rental properties? If you do, or if you're about to, I want to tell you about Rent Ready, because I'm guessing they have some services that you wish you had. Rent Ready is a property management software that allows you to manage your business from your computer or phone. With Rent Ready, you're able to collect rent online and get paid, find the perfect tenant with the built-in screening and listing service, and get your leases signed with the click of a button. And tenants really love using Rent Ready's app too. They can pay rent using the card, ACH, cash. They can set up auto pay, get renter's insurance if you require it. And they can even build their credit score through Rent Ready's new credit reporting feature. And the best part? Rent Ready is unlimited. That's right. All this is flat priced. There's no tricks or hidden fees. Rent Ready is designed for investors who manage their own properties so that you don't have to worry about paying more for building your business. You can start managing and scaling your rental properties without scaling costs. And Rent Ready has given us an amazing deal to pass on to the best ever listeners. You can get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54 at rentready.com when you use our special code BESTEVER. That's rentready.com with the code BESTEVER at rentready.com to get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54. Did you know that credit checks miss 85% of the information landlords and property managers need to verify new tenants? That's a problem. The solution is Rentify. Rentify provides a platform that allows you to instantly access prospective tenants' financial information and compiles it all into a quick and easy to read report to help you select the highest quality tenants. You can access income, payroll, past rent payments, non-sufficient funds, and overdraft history all in one place. Rentify's reports instantly verify the full financial picture of the tenant, so there's no chance of being duped with false information. No one likes to be duped. And the best part is that you can have it all at your fingertips in as little as 5 minutes. Go check out Rentify at trustrentify.com and stop wasting time and start fast-tracking the tenant screening process with confidence and ease. With Rentify, you'll no longer have to waste hours or even days collecting all the information you need to verify a tenant, which makes life easier for you and your applicants. visit trustrentify.com and use the promo code FAIRLESS for 25% off your first purchase. That's TRUSTRENTIFY.com and put in the promo code FAIRLESS. That's my last name, FAIRLESS, for 25% off your first purchase.
If you take those numbers I just stated, the average would be 8.2%. So you might see that displayed average cash on cash return, 8.2. This would be obviously excluding any profits from the sale on the back end, assuming that the property went up in value over the five-year period. And let's say that the projected equity on the back end of the deal, meaning the projected sale price, would bring 59% of the investor's original capital contributed to the deal. So that would equate to a year number five return of 68.4%, because you'd take the 59% equity upside plus the cash flow throughout that year, which we said was 9.4%. You're just adding those together. That also means that the average year number one through year number five annualized return, including the profits at the back end, would be around 20%. So that's cash on cash, but remember that the preferred return never changed. It remained 7% in this example, years one through five. And that's often what's paid out on a monthly basis pro rata. Again, sometimes with these quote unquote bonus payments coming in at the end of the 12 month and 24 and 36, that really depends on the operator, the PPM, and how that's decided. So going back really quick to this year number one through five cash on cash projections that we talked about, if the deal went perfectly to plan 100%, this is how that would look then. Year number one, there would be no additional distribution because it was a 7% projected return with a 7% preferred return. Year number two would have a 0.4% extra distribution at some point. Year number three would have an extra distribution of 1.2%. Year number four, an extra distribution of 2.1%, and so on. All right, so let's do a really quick recap. The difference between the preferred return and the cash on cash return is essentially the profits. The preferred return will stay the same throughout the lifespan of the deal, and the cash on cash return is going to deviate whether it's above or below what the preferred return is on the deal. Hopefully that makes a little more sense, and hopefully you have a little more clarity around the difference between the two. I like to use visuals when possible on this particular episode because we're on an audio podcast. I'm not able to. If you like short and sweet little videos like this, then send me an email, leave me a comment so that I know to record more of these on the show. As you know, the theme of this show, Actively Passive, is that we want to outline these active components, these active self-education aspects to being a passive investor. My goal is simply to help as many passive investors as I possibly can to make things simple and easy and just to be a voice in the space. It was such an impactful change moving from active investing in real estate to passive. Had I known I could be hands-off, I would have made a lot of changes a lot earlier. Being a limited partner in a syndication allows you to get cash flow from real estate, use leverage, meaning mortgages on real estate. You get to reap tax advantages that are in the tax code with real estate, but you don't have to worry about managing the tenants, managing the toilets, trying to spend your days off competing for properties. You simply let the experts do what they do best, and you participate in their deals with them. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Travis Watts with the Actively Passive Show. We will see you next time.